It took a minute for her choice of words to sink in. My psych teacher would definitely have called that a Freudian slip. A fire lit in my ribs, and I jumped up. I went to shout at her that hanging an innocent kid wouldn't erase her own childhood hangings. But by the time I found my voice, she was already gone. "She's the criminal, Mr. Ames," I blasted. "She doesn't break into houses, she just breaks into lives and steals them. Between her and the cops..." I trailed off because of how he was staring into space. I noticed for the first time how tired he looked.
"Digger Haynes was my friend," he said,
so softly you would have thought he was talking to the wall and not to us.
"Digger was my friend, and I guess I should have known that at some point it would happen again. It had to happen again."
"What do you mean?" I asked. He sighed.
"Only that nobody learned a lesson. Nobody stopped believing that other people were more guilty than they were. Why do people have so much trouble seeing their own faults, but such an easy time seeing everyone else's?"
I didn't answer because I knew he wasn't really asking me. It was just a question that he put out there. But a truth struck me. Mrs. Creed would rather believe her own son is dead than believe she is at fault. I would never have imagined that a human being was capable of so much denial. By the tired look on Mr. Ames' face and his last comment, I figured he must feel that she's not the only person out there capable of that. He was thinking of a few others, maybe Digger's dad, Bob Haynes, and maybe even our own chief of police.
This ends Disc 5.